Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. What kind of person would try to profit from a disaster like the earthquake in Haiti? Well, a BBC investigation has uncovered evidence that criminal gangs have been cashing in on the Haiti earthquake by asking people to donate to bogus charities. They're asking for donations. Usually they're untraceable by bank transfer. And then they say they're going to use them to pay for relief supplies, but they pocket the money. We're joined now by the BBC's Razia Iqbal. He actually tracked down one gang that's based in Spain, and he joins us now from London. Tell us about it. Let me ask you about this group that you investigated coming out of Spain. You asked one of the managers of this supposed fund what they were using the donations for, and this is what he said.
We are going for medical supplies, mostly the blankets, the bandages, some drugs, mostly.
So Razia Iqbal, he was lying about all of that.
He absolutely was lying about all of that. I spoke to him on several separate occasions. Each time I would ask him what sorts of things they were going to be sending the money for, because what we tried to do was try and get them on side and try and persuade them to open up a little bit. In order for us to make a donation, we wanted to meet them. We wanted to give them a donation in person, which is what we set out to do at the outset. And he continued to tell us that they had particular projects, completely unsolicited. He sent us photographs via email to show us the kind of work that they were doing in Haiti, the supposed projects. One of the photographs turned out to be of a camp, which they said was in Haiti. But the camp, when we zoomed in on the picture, had a logo of a well-established British charity, SOS Children. We went to Cambridge in England to go and talk to the chief executive of this charity, and he said this is a complete cut and paste job from our website. They've taken a photograph from our website and sent it to you, pretending it's work that they're doing in Haiti. But astonishingly, the camp that they said they were setting up in Haiti was actually from the earthquake in Pakistan in 2005, and not even from Haiti at all.
Well, this clip is from your interview with the CEO of this legitimate charity, SOS Children. This is Andrew Cates.
Really, they're exploiting the victims. So I don't feel that they're robbing me. I feel that they're taking from the mouths of the children that we are trying to help. And that is something which is very difficult not to get angry about.
So once you discovered that this charity, the ME Foundation, was bogus, what did you do?
We then tried to arrange to meet with them in London. They kept putting us off and saying, because they said they had a headquarters in London. We went to the headquarters, an address in London. Turned out it was a newsagent's, a shop that just sells newspapers, etc., sweets, that had been there for 20 years. So they just plucked an address in London out of the hat and put it on their emails when they were sending out these spam emails to people all over the world. We then arranged for a courier to send the donation that we were willing to give to this charity to Spain. And it turned out we ended up going to Spain in order to confront them. As soon as we confronted the man who came to pick up the package, he ran away.
He fled from your BBC team.
He did. He fled as soon as he saw us, took his jacket off, dropped his fake ID, which we now have, which we're going to hand over to the authorities in England, and dropped his flip-flops and ran. I've never seen anyone bolt quite so fast.
Razia Iqbal is a special correspondent for a partner of the BBC, investigating bogus charities who are taking advantage of the disaster in Haiti to take money from generous donors.